Yo yo yo, what's up my amazing anxiety warriors? Riley Hart here, your resident self-care guru, back with another dose of real talk that'll hit you harder than your notification bar on a Monday morning. We're diving deep into something we all deal with: anxiety. That creepy feeling, the racing thoughts, the constant what-if spiral. Yeah, it's a universal struggle, especially for Gen Z. Between the pressure to succeed, social media drama, and a never-changing world, it's no wonder our brains are on high alert 24/7. But listen up, fam, because today's episode is about taking control. We're talking practical tips, mind-blowing hacks, and a whole lot of self-love. It's time to level up your anxiety game, people. First things first. Mindfulness. Forget all that woo-woo stuff you see on Instagram. Mindfulness isn't about chanting or burning sage, although those can be cool too. It's about being present in the moment, like really present. You know that feeling when you're so engrossed in a song or lost in a book and everything else just fades away? That's mindfulness magic. Practice it by focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, or even just paying attention to the sounds around you. It's like hitting the pause button on your anxious brain and giving yourself a much-needed mental reset. Next up, self-regulation. Think of it as your internal thermostat for emotions. Ever noticed how some people seem chill as cucumbers while others go from 0 to 60 in seconds flat? Well, those chill peeps have mastered self-regulation. They know how to recognize their emotional triggers, like that annoying coworker who steals the last donut or that viral TikTok trend that makes you question your entire existence. But instead of reacting impulsively, we've all been there, they take a moment to breathe, assess the situation, and choose a more measured response. Think of it like this. Self-regulation is basically your superpower against anxiety. Another game changer. Physical activity. You know that endorphin rush after a killer workout? It's not just about looking good in those jeans, although that's a nice bonus. Exercise literally rewires your brain, boosting mood, reducing stress hormones, and giving you an extra dose of I got this energy. Don't worry, it doesn't have to be some hardcore gym session. Take a walk, dance like nobody is watching, bonus points if you do it in public, or try that yoga class your friend keeps raving about. Just move that body. Let's talk boundaries, fam. You gotta learn to say no without feeling guilty and protect your precious time and energy. Think of it like this. Your mental health is an investment, not a sacrifice. If someone or something is draining you, distance yourself. It's okay to prioritize your well-being. Remember, you are not responsible for everyone else's happiness. Focus on building a life that makes you happy and fulfilled. And finally, don't underestimate the power of self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a friend going through a tough time. We all mess up, we all have bad days. Be kind to yourself, forgive your mistakes, and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness. Okay, real talk. Remember the time you were scrolling through social media, comparing yourself to influencers with perfect lives? Spoiler alert. They're not. And feeling like a total loser? Yeah, stop doing that. You're unique, amazing, and capable of achieving incredible things. Don't let the noise drown out your own inner voice. So, how are you gonna level up today? Take a few deep breaths, set some boundaries, get your body moving, and remember to be kind to yourself. Hit me up on Insta, TikTok with your self-care wins. Let's celebrate this together. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast. You got this.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.